This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, beginning today, the state's Clean Slate Act will go into effect. That means certain criminal records will soon be sealed in New York State, meaning a lot of people will no longer have to ask their records to be sealed, can freely seek employment. We're talking about it this morning. Joining us on the Trocare College Lifeline is attorney John Elmore. John, a lot of attention was placed on this during the passage of the Clean Slate Act. Now, in effect, what changes as of today?
Today, criminal records, certain criminal records after a set period of time are going to be sealed automatically. 3 years if somebody has lived a life crime-free for a misdemeanor and 8 years for felonies. The New York State of New York is addressing a long-lasting impact of the criminal record on individuals' lives, but certain crimes are excluded from sealing, including murder and sex offenses, and the purpose is to maintain public safety.
John, what's the idea behind this?
Well, the idea is that a lot of people have changed their lives and have been unable to get a job that pays them a living wage because of a criminal record. And it's really easy to access somebody's criminal record by just kind of going to a website for the New York State Department of Criminal Justice Services, and for a $95 fee, you can find out anybody's criminal record by just inserting their name and date of birth. So there are a lot of people who have reformed and want to live a better life, and the goal is to get them off the welfare rolls and off social services rolls by giving them a second chance. So it excludes people that have been convicted by murder or sex offenses. And then it does allow employers that have a certain business need, like if somebody's working with children or if somebody's working with finances or some highly sensitive jobs where there's a business necessity, then those records can be unsealed. But for the most part, after 3 years, a person with a misdemeanor conviction, or 8 years after a felony, those records are now sealed, and hopefully they can now, without any, actually trying to go to court and pay a lawyer to get their records sealed, it's going to happen automatically.
So you just kind of hit on it there. It was going to be my next question. If you're a school, a bank, a couple of things that you mentioned right there, but areas like that, you will still be able to see everybody's record?
Well, if your record is going to be sealed, but it can be unsealed. Like if you're going to apply to become a job for a police officer, or you're going to work as a school teacher working with children or something like that. So there's a certain sensitive jobs where there's a business necessity that employers have access to those records, and those records can be unsealed.
Well, if someone, John, let's say had a misdemeanor and 3 years passed, and they go to employ or to apply for a job, if the question comes up, were you ever convicted of a crime, how do they answer this if it's been 3 years?
Well, truthfully, it's illegal for employers to ask that question unless it's a business necessity. So that employer could be sued for employment discrimination.
I see. All right. But if it's a sensitive job, they would have the right to ask that question.
A sensitive job, that's correct. So, you know, if you work with children in a daycare center, if you're going to work in a nursing home, if you're going to work in a bank, those employers, then they have the right to know.
Okay. Well, John, thank you for adding your expertise to this morning. We really do appreciate it. Attorney John Elmore joining us live. New York's Clean Slate Act takes effect today.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.